Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England have called up uncapped players Moeen Ali and Stephen Parry for the tour of the West Indies and the ICC World 2020, with Harry Gurney picked to tour the Caribbean. Alistair Cook will miss the tour of the West Indies, and Stuart Broad will lead the side in the 3-1 internationals and 3 2020 internationals. Owen Morgan has been named as Broad's deputy, and England have picked a young squad as they begin a rebuilding process following the disastrous tour of Australia. With Cook rested and Kevin Pearson, Graham Swan and Jonathan Trott all unavailable for different reasons, England have opted to ring the changes. James Anderson remains out of contention, while from the players that were named in the squad for the 2020 series in Australia, Danny Briggs, Stephen Finn, Boyd Rankin and Chris Wokes have been left out. Moeen Ali is a right-handed batsman and off-spinner who has been one of Worcestershire's star players over a number of years, while Parry is a left-arm spinner who has been employed predominantly in one-day cricket by Lancashire. Gurney, a left-arm quick, moved to Nottinghamshire from Leicestershire and has shown solid form for the Outlaws with the white ball. West Indian internationals Adrian Bharath, Devon Thomas and Chadwick Walton will play for the University of the West Indies Vice-Chancellor's 11 in a one-day warm-up game against England on the 25th of February. The game will be England's only warm-up match before they play the West Indies in 6 limited overs internationals. The Vice-Chancellor's 11 will be captained by 25-year-old Stephen Jacobs, who normally captains the combined campus and colleges regional side. Former England spinner Graham Swan says he was baffled by England's decision to end his former teammate Kevin Pearson's international career. Swan was on tour with Pearson during the Ashes, although he retired from all cricket following the Perth Test and before the apparently pivotal meeting after the fourth Test. Writing in a column for the Sun newspaper, Swan said that he was very surprised at the decision, as he had seen nothing to indicate there were problems between Pearson and other members of the touring party. He wrote, "Myself and other England players were not exactly members of his fan club during the Textgate scandal of 2012, but I changed my opinion of him once he was reintegrated back in the England team towards the end of that year. He made a huge effort to improve his attitude around the dressing room. I saw or heard no issues with him in Australia this winter. His approach was exceptional." Away from the England dramas, Imran Kais and Shamsa Rahman scored their maiden Test centuries, while Bangladesh closed day 3 in Chittagong against Sri Lanka on 409 for 8. In reply to Sri Lanka's 587, Shamsa took 106, and Kais marked his Test recall with 115 to help Bangladesh avoid the follow-on. Shakib Al-Hassan also made 50, as a home side frustrated Sri Lanka, batting throughout the day to reach their ninth highest total in Test cricket. Shamsa and Kais put on 232 together for the second wicket, and it is only the third time that Bangladesh have registered 200 runs or more for one wicket. In just his second Test, Shamsa struck 11 fours and a six during his 191 ball innings, while Kais in his 17th Test faced 218 balls. He hit 17 fours and a six, while their partnership was finally broken when Shamsa was bowled by Jonathan Mendes, running with figures of 4 for 84. Dilawan Pereira took 3 for 119. Riding on counter-attacking hundreds from skipper Brendan McCullum and Kane Williamson, New Zealand finished day one of the first Test against India in Auckland on 329 for 4. The two batsmen were involved in a 221-run partnership with the fourth wicket, snatching momentum from the visitors, being reduced to 30 for 3 in the first hour of the morning. At stumps, McCullum was unbeaten on 143, while Williamson was dismissed for 113, around 45 minutes before the close. The Indian bowlers attacked in a bid to take wickets, but gave away runs easily. Ishant Sharma was the pick of the bowls with 2 for 62, picking up his 150th Test wicket in the process. And South Africa completed a draw with a composite 11 in their 3-day warm-up game ahead of the first Test against Australia, with a number of key questions now answered. Dale Steyn made a successful return to bowling after his rib injury. A.B. de Villiers batted the first time since his hand operation, and there was a century for Fafnu du Plessis on the final day. After J.P. Duminy retired hurt yesterday, he is being diagnosed with tendonitis in his left wrist, but should resume training later in the week. Coach Russell Domingo said he was pleased with the way the game, held in Johannesburg, had gone for his team.